You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Oh, yeah, here we go. We do a nice podcast for you. By the way, I love your shirt today, Al Dukes.
Oh, this is a flag and anthem.
It is, but it's Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's the Music Fest. It's a very cool shirt.
It's a very cool shirt. I love when I get shirts from them.
If you watched on TV, you would have seen it today.
Oh, yeah.
Al in the control room with the shirt.
Yeah, very fashionable, Jim. It was just quite a fashionable person. One thing that came up during the actual program today was this idea that it is quite normal and for people to pee in the ocean.
Yeah, I was thrown off by that.
You are against it. I am against it. I took a lot of calls that I didn't put on the air just because they were just saying,
I pee in the ocean.
I mean, then why not just pee out on grass?
I think people do.
But just
I don't know,
when you
dude.
Go to the beach, well, how about this? When you go to the beach, if you have to pee and you're not in the water, just pee in the sand.
No, Craig actually said that's what you do last week.
Pee in the sand?
He said you dig a hole, you lay in it like you're laying out, and you just drop your trowel and you just go in the sand.
Go to use the bathroom.
Now, what G was talking about, we don't really experience in the beaches near us.
Which was what?
That there's nowhere to go. It's a 10 to 15 minute walk to find a bathroom.
Oh, yeah, no, our bathrooms are relatively close.
We have
close.
Bathrooms right there, but up on the boardwalk.
But people
wherever.
Are still peeing in the water.
I guess.
I know they are.
I don't know why.
What's it there? Like, why not just throw your trash on the ground? You're polluting the... That has to be doing something to the oceans.
I don't know. I would think so. I don't know. This has never even crossed my mind until today.
Right.
It really hasn't.
I'm telling you, it only happened one time for me when it was... I really had to pee. There were no bathrooms. And I was in the water. And people were like, just pee in the water. That's what people do. I'm like, pee in the water. And it took me so long, even though I had to pee so bad, to send the signal to my... bladder or whatever muscle that is, your prostate muscle. I don't know. Is that the muscle?
To let it go.
Right, to release the urine.
And now I'm going to be looking at the beach and looking at people who are standing funny, wondering if they're using it as their personal toilet.
Or if you feel a warm spot, did someone just pee in the water?
Oh.
Plus, I always heard those stories, and I know it doesn't happen in like the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, but like in some of these weird rivers around the world, where if you, like, I have heard stories about someone peeing in the water and a, like, piranha following the urine stream and biting the penis.
You've heard stories?
I've heard stories.
Those are some weird stories.
I've heard stories of parasites crawling up the penis using the urine stream as its conduit.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Me too. Pass as well.
That will not be happening.
No.
So for all you guys that do it, I guess, hey, good for you, but that's not for me.
And then Gio told a disgusting story about... his friend's mom, when they were kids, she pooped in the water. Come on.
We really have become just filthy animals.
We are just the worst society ever.
Yeah. Bunch of losers, all of us.
Meanwhile, if someone leaves like a bag of Doritos at the beach, people are like, what's going on? People are littering. Yeah, you're peeing in the water.
Yeah. And in other cases, worse.
Yeah.
Just nasty. That segment was gross.
Which means people also pee in lakes, and the lakes aren't moving. At least like the ocean, you can. I hear people go, the ocean cleans itself. It's
right.
Constantly churning.
The lake just sits there stagnant.
Yes.
Ugh.
The lake sits there stagnant. I'm not going in a lake.
I am not for a lake vacation.
Me neither.
And I know I have friends that love it. My sister-in-law, they love it. And that's great. If you go for it.
And they swim in the lake?
I don't know. I've never gone. I don't know. I don't know what they do, but I know they have like a lake house. So I would think they're, I know they fish. I would think they're swimming in it. And just think of all the fish crap that's in the lake. Like, oh.
And what other creatures are in the lake?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Snakes, moccasins, Jerry?
I don't know. It makes you think, like, Gilligan's Island, they never really got clean because they just would take baths in the lake.
They had an ocean. They were on an island.
But they only had the lagoon.
I don't even remember that.
They never got to the ocean.
What?
Remember, the boat ended up after it spun out of control on a lagoon.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, because remember, they had an idea with the robot they built that it was going to walk back to the States, and it went into the lagoon, and it never even got to the ocean.
I do not recall this at all.
You remember that?
I thought Gilligan's Island was an island in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, but to get to the ocean, you had to get through the lagoon first.
And they didn't even get through the lagoon?
They could not get through the lagoon.
And they couldn't make it back to the land?
They ultimately did, and there was this big celebration for them. And then they went on another boat ride just to commemorate it and everything, and then they got shipwrecked again.
For real?
For real.
I don't know what you're telling me is lies or truths.
No, that's true. That was like a special 10 years after the show ended that they made it back. They made it back. And then they went on another boat ride, and they got shipwrecked again. Stupid.
What bad luck they have.
Yes.
With their shipwreckedness. Let's see. I have here's an interesting story for you, Jerry. Sometimes certain things go viral on the internet and people start doing them. And then doctors and companies that own these products have to come out and say, please don't do this anymore.
Yes.
An El Paso, Texas dentist is warning people against the new viral trend, which is cleaning your teeth with a Mr. Clean magic eraser.
I mean, what is honestly, what is wrong with people?
People are doing it on TikTok. The original video of a woman cleaning her teeth with a magic eraser has 255,000 likes.
And she, like, swears by it.
Yeah. He says it's a dangerous trend. One of the worst things you can do to your teeth because the bleach is too strong, says the dentist. It might work once, but if you continue to do that, you're going to eradicate the enamel that surrounds your teeth.
Even the fact that he said it might work once.
Right. He shouldn't have said
that. It's not a good thing to say.
Right. Should not have said that.
Because I'm sure someone out there is like, you know what? The dentist said one time. Oh, one time. You can do anything one time.
Right.
Bad thing to say.
The magic eraser is an incredible
It is,
sponge.
But I'll tell you what, though. I was very disappointed with it when I left a pen. I don't even think it was me, but I get blamed for it, which is fine. There was a pen left in one of the shorts, and my wife put it in the dryer. Now, we have brand new washer dryer. Put it in the dryer. Pen was still in the pocket.
Uh-oh.
And ink all over the place. So I'm like, chill out. I mean, she was mad. Like, we just
on
relax.
The inside of
Which,
the new
the
dryer.
Way, I'm the one that paid for the dryer and the washer. So I'm not happy either, but relax. I'm going to get this magic eraser everybody talks about. It'll be fine. Dude. The magic erase crap. I was very disappointed. Very ink, I know, is difficult, and I know that.
Yeah.
But the way I've heard about this magic eraser, I'm like, it'll be fine. I'll go get the magic eraser, and we'll get rid of it. And no. It dulled some of it, but it's still. And I was sweating, like scrubbing it. Like nothing was working. And that didn't work either.
Yeah, the magic eraser is good for like a bathtub, a sink.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Counters.
Didn't erase ink.
They have different strengths, too. Did you try the extra strength?
I sure did. Yes, I did.
Now they have the thin pads also if you only have to use something for a little bit.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But, yeah.
I had the sponge ones.
Yeah.
That you just dip them in the water and, oh,
man. So now your new dryer just has ink in it?
Has ink spots. But guess what? It still dries clothes.
But it doesn't, the ink doesn't heat up and get on the clothes?
Doesn't.
Was that a concern of your wife's?
I don't know. She didn't say it. She didn't talk to me for a day, so I don't really know.
Oh, she didn't talk to you because she thought. And you're taking the blame for it, but you don't believe you had a pen in your
pocket. I'm not sure. I really don't believe it was me, but it might have been, so I can't. But I think what bothers her, and I understand it, but it's also what bothers me about her, is she's pissed off with how much it was, and that just she's mad that I'm not, like, mad, I don't show emotion. And my answer to that is, it's an effing dryer. It's still going to work. And it's inside. No one sees it. I'm with you. It sucks. It's fine.
She wanted you to have a bigger reaction.
I'm sorry. I don't really react to much. I don't know. It's just the way I am. I don't know what to tell you. Although I did have a almost meltdown last night.
Oh. What was this over?
So our baseball game. So here's the scenario. We've run around. We're up by a lot. I mean, the kids played well. We pitched really well. It was like, 9-0 or something in the fourth inning or the third inning or whatever it was. I got a runner on. I'm the third base coach. I got a runner on first and second. Ground ball hit to the shortstop. My guy on second is making a direct line towards third base. The shortstop comes right in. They don't really collide, but they definitely got in each other's way. The opposing coach immediately goes, runner's interference. Now, I was kind of sure of the rule, but I wasn't totally sure of the rule because they did not collide. They just kind of...
They were just in each other's way.
They were in each other's way. My guy didn't run over him. He didn't run over my guy. There was no contact. So the umpires come over, and it would have been the third out. And once they weren't going to say anything, but once the coach said that, they get together. And the umpire goes, there is no runner's interference because the runner stayed directly in the baseline and there was no contact. Great. Now I'm good with that. So the inning ends. We score whatever, 3-4 runs. It's 12-0. And the umpire, this umpire comes over and goes, just so you know, that was runner's interference. So I wouldn't want you to get called for that next time. So I said, well, time out. Hold on. I said, your explanation was blah, 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 blah. Now you're telling me that that was wrong. He goes, no, let's forget that play. I'm like, no, I'm not forgetting the play. What I'm asking you is you said blah, 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 blah. He goes, no. He goes, you said, I'm like, no, excuse me, sir. I didn't open my mouth. The other coach said runner's interference. You guys got together and your explanation was, I said, so my question to you is, do you have any idea what the rule is? Because I'd really like to know. And he didn't like that. He goes, excuse me? I said, well, you told me one thing. Now you're telling me another. So could you explain to me what the rule is? Because quite frankly, I don't think you know what it is. And he just said, you're winning by a lot. Please go over there or we're going to have a problem. I go, oh, fine.
How old was this umpire?
30.
Younger than you?
Yeah, younger than me. Mid, late 20s?
A young...
He wasn't a 16-year-old. I would never in a million years do that. But he was so smug about it.
Yeah, punk smug umpire.
He was, though. And he was... All I wanted him to do was admit that I got it wrong. You know, I said it wrong. And then, like, it was just annoying.
Now,
it
you said if me. He was 16, you wouldn't have.
Absolutely not. No.
What's the age cutoff for you?
He's got to look like an adult.
Like a man.
Yeah.
If he's got man guy, facial hair.
This guy was, you know, he was in shape and he was walking around letting you know that he was in shape.
He was the cock of the walk.
Very rude, I thought.
Is that right?
He was in the field umping with a bag of sunflower seeds in his hand, pouring them into his thing as the game's going on.
I
thought that was rude.
It's unprofessional.
So it is. They get like $60 a game. He's there for an hour and a half.
Why don't I do that part-time?
You should. I don't know why you don't. And the home plate umpire is like $75.80.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's why some of those guys will go from game to game to game Saturday and Sunday. They'll make $600 a weekend during baseball season.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Would I rather take less money and be not the home plate umpire?
It might be
with
80,
less pressure.
It might be 80 and 50, I think, now that I think about it.
That's a significant difference.
It is a significant difference.
But do I want the pressure of being the home plate umpire? Because I don't
Pressure's
like pressure.
A privilege, Al.
Yeah, I don't like pressure.
So be the base ump.
Right, but if I'm going to be spending my time there, why not make the most amount of money? You know what I mean,
Jerry?
You don't
want the pressure of calling balls and strikes.
Right.
What kind of would you have? Now, here's the thing. I think it's very easy. If you have a big strike zone, I think calling balls and strikes is a piece of cake. And here's the way you do it.
Yeah.
And I've never seen an umpire have a problem with it when he does this, when the coaches and the ump get together to go over the ground rules, and the umpire goes, guys, I love when guys do this, and it doesn't happen often. These kids are 11 years old. I am going top of the letters, and I'm going down to the shins. And that my strike zone's going to be wide. Tell your kids to swing. I don't want to be out here for 3 hours. Thank God. And then you know what? When they call a high strike, no one says anything. They call a low strike, no one says anything. It's these a-holes that have this Major League Baseball
square
strike zone for a 10-year-old that's struggling. It's just stupid. That's what ruins arms. Not the kids. It's the umpiring. I do believe that.
I like that, Jerry.
That's right.
Jerry going after umpires. That's what I'm talking about,
Jerry. Well, because they make it more complicated than it needs to be.
They do.
Yeah.
Here's a study which I do not believe, Jerry. I'm going to go right out and tell you that I do not believe this study is true.
Okay.
A new study is out that says 23% of Americans. So that's almost...
1 in 4.
That's almost 1 in 4.
Yeah.
23% of Americans have had sex on public transportation. That is not true.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I do not believe that.
I don't think there's a single one of us on the show that has. I don't think there's a single person in my family that has.
No, that would be on a train, a plane, or a bus.
Right.
No. Or a subway.
Right. No.
One in four. That's a ridiculous. How many people are in the study? Eight?
It's a good question, Jerry. Let me see.
12 people polled.
Doesn't say.
Yeah.
The study, this same study also found that 28% of people have had a one-night stand while on vacation. That I could see. Still a high number.
A one-night stand on vacation?
Like if you're single, you
Who goes on? But how many people go on vacation by themselves?
Well, like let's say a group of dudes went on vacation.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
a group
yeah,
of women
yeah.
went on vacation.
I hear vacation, I think of families.
Right.
Like that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah, what was the number? 28%
one-night stand on vacation.
3 out of every 10 guys or girls, husbands or wives, are having one-night stands while away.
That would be a nice fantasy, though, right? If you went on vacation by yourself and you're like, oh, how you doing?
Well, even if you're married, if you were going to do it, that would be the place to do it because hopefully the other person's from somewhere else in the country and
yes.
you never see them again.
Right, or they work at the resort.
Or they were, well, then don't go back to the resort.
I think the people, I think.
They could find you, though, then.
How so? Oh, they got all
your information's there at the resort.
I think those people that work in resorts are smashing out tourists left and right. I do.
They might be.
They're just
especially
waiting.
Those Caribbean islands.
Yep. They're just waiting for, I mean, you know, wait for a group of single women or a group of single dudes, and I bet you they smash out.
It could happen.
Everybody.
It could happen. I always
resorts.
Thought it'd be a cool way to, not as a married person, obviously, but if I was single in my 30s or 40s, like what a great way to make a living. To be a bartender at like an all-inclusive resort in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Like that's got to be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Like you're living a vacation life.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Right. And you got people and everyone around you is having a good time. They're relaxed. They're drinking alcohol.
What was the movie with Tom Cruise?
Top Gun.
No. Yes, but no. The one where he was the bartender on the island.
Cocktail.
Cocktail. I mean, come on.
Right.
How could that not be a great way to go through life?
We should all be cocktail waiters and bartenders.
Sure. Come on in.
Oh, look. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Carton joins us.
No, but I did. No, but I did have a chocolate-covered pretzel this morning.
Yeah, thank that's you. All good, but where's the honey?
I didn't take your honey.
No, someone took the honey.
There's a ton of honey in the commissary.
Is there? No, that was my honey. That honey's not. Oh, in the back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tons of it.
So what's interesting is.
Never mind then.
Did someone really unplug your refrigerator?
Yeah, turned it off.
Really?
Now, I heard that someone theorized you might have kicked it off with your
foot.
It's a theory.
It's a working theory.
Okay.
So
highly unlikely, but.
In my office, and I thought this was you, all my things were turned upside
that's
down.
That's right.
Okay.
Because that was me, yes.
I thought it was you. I didn't think twice about it. But then when I heard you on the air saying that you're
funny.
But I did that before my refrigerator was turned off.
Because I also heard you theorizing maybe Boomer unplugged your refrigerator. Or that he had a guy do it.
He wouldn't do it himself. But I could see him saying to a guy, hey, go turn off Carton's fridge.
I could see that.
You know, just like hijinks.
Right.
I turned all your stuff upside down. Yeah.
That I understood.
But, you know, Eddie was in there. It wasn't like I, you know,
and that was
broke into the office.
That was harmless.
Plus, I do have a key.
That was harmless fun. Yeah. You didn't ruin anything in the refrigerator like yours. Like your stuff probably got ruined.
Yeah, because I had some food in there.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then, you know, things melted and it was disgusting.
Oh
yeah.
Awful.
Good times.
That's awful.
Sorry, I was just looking for honey. So
all
I was
right.
looking
for yeah, Jerry's right, though. In the back,
there's
they got.
A, there's like
is there this packets,
packets
or there's
of honey.
A jars?
Packets.
I'm not a packet
yeah,
guy.
I know,
per
but
se.
You want a jar that someone else is using?
No.
Well, it was my jar.
Yeah,
I left
no,
two
I know,
jars
but,
by the little machine
right,
here.
But
now
you,
the jar's gone.
Time out. It wasn't in your office. You left it by the little machine here.
Yeah.
And you thought no one would touch it.
Who else drinks honey but me?
I don't know, but it was like in common. I would have thrown it out.
But you would have thrown out a 3/4 full jar of honey?
Who leaves honey sitting around?
Moi.
Well, now I know. Not that I threw yours out, but I would have.
Huh. So you leave the bagels and the cream cheese and the lox out there for 3 days, but you won't leave the honey there?
Who brought the bagels today?
I assumed Guy Adame.
Oh,
no,
Hoffman.
Pete Hoffman.
Oh, so Moose and Maggie. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
Oops.
Guy Adami brought, what'd you do, you turn those upside down too?
No, I just put them in my office. No, I didn't, I'm just teasing.
That's funny. No, Guy Adami brought the egg, cheese, and bacon. What the hell
bacon,
was
egg, and cheese.
Kind of money he's making, that's the best he could do?
No, he also brought cookies and coffee,
did.
And yes.
I Googled once his net worth. It's quite high.
Well, he's probably an investor too, right?
Because
he talks about that kind of stuff, so you got to figure he's got money,
think.
You know.
You would also think money. Sports talk show hosts around here watch games.
Yeah, okay.
Clearly, that's not the case.
Dude, I watched three different games last night.
I'm not saying
Mets,
you.
Mets, Yankees, and the basketball game.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
Look at you.
Could baseball be more boring?
Is
there a way to make that game any more boring?
I get it. Yeah. I love it. I don't know why.
You like it because you're kids. You don't like sitting at home watching a Mets game.
As a kid, it was always my favorite sport.
Like Jerry said, he's looking forward to going home today and watching the afternoon Met game.
Because I don't have to worry about sleep. I don't have to worry about finishing it tomorrow. Like, I can sit down and watch a game, and I'll watch it outside on my deck. Beautiful out. Why not?
By the best thing baseball ever did was shorten games.
Yes.
I like this. I like the 7-inning double.
I mean, can we make them 5?
I don't want to make them 5.
You want to make baseball more popular? Put a clock on it. You got an hour. Figure it out.
Not an hour. Come on, stop it. Stop it.
I'm not even kidding. 1 hour.
No.
Figure it out.
No good.
Right? Would you watch a game for 1 hour?
I would watch a game for 1 hour.
I would.
I don't want you to watch a game. You don't like it. 2.5 hours is fine. There's no reason you can't watch a game.
Way too long.
No, it's not.
Listen, when the highlight, here's real quick, then I got to get my honey. Sorry to keep you.
Where are we going?
We all agree, like, Gary, Keith, and Ron is, like, the best broadcast.
Tremendous.
Right? Everyone loves it. They're the best at what they do. Even for them, the best at what they do. The most memorable moment they've had this year was Gary ripping Skyline Chili.
Yep.
That's all you need to know about baseball.
What? I don't even know what that means. Okay, I saw that. What do you mean?
Let me decipher for you. Two nights ago.
No, you smug jackass. I heard it. I saw it. How is it the most memorable moment?
Okay, tell me another memorable moment of Gary this year. Tell me
what
a call
are you
that you remember.
About?
Tell me a call of a game this year that you remember.
Pete Alonso. That's stupid. They've played 85 games.
Name one call. Can't. I'll wait. I'll sit here and wait, and then I'll get my honey. You take your time.
No, you're an ass.
You're
just an ass.
I'm an ass.
Because you can't stand it. That's
no,
your
no.
problem,
I'm just keeping
not
it real.
Mine.
You're saying like there were multiple articles written about the Skyline Chili rant.
Most,
it was covered.
You know what's funny? They actually write multiple articles about the games every single day, you two morons. Every newspaper has multiple articles about one game. Isn't that something?
Can't name the guy that writes them.
I don't read the papers anymore, to be quite honest.
When I listen to you and Evan in the afternoon, it reminds me of what Jerry does to me in the warm-up show, where Evan will say to you, as Jerry says to me, you don't like baseball. So when you're complaining about something, but you don't like it.
He's been so frustrating
but
to work with
like, it would be like for me complaining about The Replacements.
The movie?
The rock
no,
band.
The band that he loves that I...
Because Keanu Reeves was the starting quarterback.
Like, don't
in that
care
movie.
Anything about it. If I started taking shots at them, he'd be like,
you
who
don't,
the F are you?
Right, you don't even
you don't
know.
Even watch them. You don't know them or listen to them. Yeah. That's all.
All right.
The same thing with you and Evan.
I'm going to get my honey. I have a
all
call
right.
with
By
Jack
the way,
Daniels
the fact
today.
That you got him to
Jack
do
Daniels.
Mets fans for Yankees.
Yeah.
If you go back and find him and Joe killing you for Mets fans for Yankees back in the day.
Interesting.
Oh, and someone got him to say Mets fans for Yankees yesterday.
If I had a producer, I would do that.
And it was a full promo today that ran during our show.
Oh, I never hear our promos. You they air, actually?
Oh, yes.
They do air.
And
day.
It was Mets fans for Yankees.
Yeah, it was the whole, yeah, it was making Evan repeat Mets fans for Yankees.
Oh, he's like my little monkey. Yeah, he is. Like more like the orangutan monkey, you know, with the hemorrhoids up the butt at Six Flags. He's more like that.
Red butt.
Yeah, I've got. All right.
All right.
Let's do the warm up show next.
Yeah, why not?
So.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, campers.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Well, not today, because Well, I guess it could. I don't know. We'll see. It's early. It's
5:02.
It's
not going to suck, Jerry.
Well, we'll see. We got the Eddie Scazzeri. He's in a mood. I'm not sure why, but we'll figure that out throughout the hour. His name, he's already interrupted. I don't know why. It's Al Estevan Dukes. What's up, dude?
Oh, hi, Jerry. What kind of mood is Eddie in? A bad mood?
Well, he was grimacing. We'll get to it.
Right?
We'll get to it probably in that second segment. We'll get to it.
All right. Grimacing Eddie Scazzeri.
Yeah.
All right. Jerry, you know, one of the things when I go food shopping that I bring up to you often is that I can't seem to find good bananas. Like, I go to my supermarket, my banana is all green. And then people are like, well, just buy the green bananas. I want a banana a day starting the day I buy my bananas. Is that so difficult?
You wouldn't think so.
Huge banana.
I'm looking for a huge banana. Patrick Kilray on Twitter sent me what they do in Korea. It's a package of bananas that they sell in Korea. One a day, and the first is yellow, then it gets a little more green. The last one that's supposed to be for like your Friday or Saturday is completely green, with the hopes of by the end of the week, each day that you eat your banana, Jerry, it is of perfect ripeness.
Now that's good, and you should go to the single store for that.
What do you mean?
Well, most families that go shopping are more than a single person.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea for a single person.
Or one package of bananas.
In a house like mine, I don't want that.
You want...
Because if I got four people and four people want a banana each day...
Right.
We need ripe bananas.
Or
I can't have one ripe one and then one kind of ripe and then one somewhat ripe and then one not really ripe. And then we got to wait for this one and then this one's 7 days away.
Well,
I got four people in the house.
What if every person got their own package of Korean bananas?
No.
I love
but
the
I
idea.
Like the idea for you as a single person.
Yeah.
Great idea. Why don't you start it? A banana shop.
A banana
Al's
shop.
Al's boring
Jerry?
Banana shop.
What about a banana stand like on Arrested
there
Development?
There you go. Why don't you go stand outside on Hudson Street? There's enough going on
sell
out
bananas.
There. You can sell bananas to the construction guys.
I think that was the greatest thing like that the convenience stores did, like 7-Elevens, Wawa's,
the
Quick
single
checks.
Bananas?
Yeah. Although they sell bananas two for a dollar, where you could really get like a whole pack of bananas.
Correct.
For like
convenience.
It is convenience. They're perfectly ripened.
It is a convenience store.
Yeah.
I hear you.
They put those items, Jerry, at the counter that are going to be like impulse buys.
Is that when you go at 3 a.m.?
Oh, I will not go in a store at 3 a.m.
You will. We've got you buying gas now at 3 a.m. You never, never know.
That's true.
Never say never.
Right. You get comfortable with it.
I remember getting gas. Eddie, this was actually great. Back in the day when Al and I would drive in together, once in a while I'd have to stop and get gas after I got Al. And there's a Quick Check by exit 120 on the Garden State Parkway. I left him in the car.
Where are you going, Jerry?
Some coffee.
Yeah.
And
nope.
He sat there, locked the doors, windows up.
I am not going into a convenience store at that hour.
I know you won't.
Unless I need to get bananas.
I always tell you that there's always cops in those stores those hours.
That's true. I do look for that now. When I go by a convenience store with gas, I do look for police.
See that often, so you feel comfortable.
Maybe I go and buy a police officer a coffee.
Well, you could do that. Wouldn't kill you once in a while.
Sir, this one's on me.
Or
ma'am. Could be a woman.
Why don't you go find the guy that kicked the crap out of the person on the field last night? Buy him a coffee.
That was awesome.
That was tremendous.
So in the Yankee game last night, once again, the fans getting in the mix, got to have it. A fan ran on the field in the sixth inning and was... I don't know if they showed that on... I didn't see video of it.
So, all right. So that was in the sixth inning. So by the time I got home from our game that we had, it was the fourth inning. I missed the sixth because I fell asleep, woke up, and saw the eighth and the ninth. I came in this morning and I went right to the sixth inning. I don't see it in the game replay.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know, to be honest, where exactly in the sixth inning it happened.
But the
Yankees were in the field.
The New York Post article about the fan running on the field and getting tackled by security has some of the clearest,
isn't it great?
Crispest photos I've seen.
Yeah.
An incredible takedown by the security guard. He's got the guy in what in wrestling I can only tell you is like the abdominal stretch move. He's got the guy all stretched up. It was awesome.
It was great. And what usually happens in these situations is they don't show it, or they don't usually release the photos because
right.
You don't want to publicize it or make the guy look like a hero for running on the field. But in this case, the security guy is the hero. So
yes.
Good for him. Awesome.
Looks awesome.
Like I agree.
If I was the security guard, I would purchase those photos.
Oh,
I'd have them in my living room.
You are not kidding.
Oh, this is the time. Do you think a security guard wants to tackle fans? I do.
Yeah, because they probably deal with so much crap every
right.
night. It gets some aggression out.
Yes.
And they're allowed to.
And they're allowed to, right.
Yes.
I would love to be able to run, chase someone down and tackle them from behind. Jerry.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Take their legs out from under them, put them in a figure four leg lock.
As long as they don't turn around and punch you.
Right.
That would suck.
I would hope that they're just so involved with running on the field that they wouldn't think to turn around and punch me.
Probably not. Plus, you have other security guys with you.
Right. I just picture, like, running the guy down. This is my dream. The guy's running on the field. I'm at his back. I'm chasing behind him. He doesn't even know I'm behind him because he sees a security guard ahead of him that he's more concentrated on. From behind, I just give him a big swat, tackle him, put him in a figure four leg lock, and then other security guards come and, you know, tie him up and
perfect.
Take him off.
That's your dream, huh?
Yeah. One of my dreams, Jerry. I'm a man with a lot of dreams. That's one of them.
Why don't you start executing some of them?
Because my biggest dream is staying home doing nothing.
Well, that's true, and you've certainly accomplished that.
Yeah.
And plus, you've been in your condo in Bradley Beach for a year now, I've heard.
Yeah.
Celebrating your anniversary.
That is a great point, Jerry. Great point. So the Yankees did win yesterday.
I'll tell you this. There is a lot to like from this game last night. A lot to like.
Give me a list.
Well, I mean, first of all, Greg Allen, he's like the Energizer Bunny number one. I mean, he creates stuff on the base paths. His at-bat... where he works out a walk, steals second, and a great slide, otherwise he's out, as he goes to the back right side of the bag, gets to third, tags up on a fly ball to center field, and then he scores on Didi's error. Like, that was all him. And also part of that at-bat, well, not that at-bat, but then he tripled earlier in the game. He scores on Floreal's ground out. Like, Floreal makes a productive out with a guy on third, doesn't strike out like everyone else seems to do, puts it to the right side. Floreal homers. Sanchez just murdered a ball. There was a lot to like. And even Chapman, who it's weird, he gives up the home run in the ninth inning, and prior to that had a very odd at-bat against Bryce Harper where he had no command. And how about Harper? Harper got hit in the face earlier in the year. He's up there against, what's his name?
Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman. Chapman almost hits him in the face. To go 3-0, and you're thinking, oh, my God, here we go. Comes back to strike him out. He wound up striking out the side. And what was interesting was his velocity progressively got higher and higher. He started, his fastball started at 98. I believe his last fastball was 102. And yet in the middle, he gave up the home run. So it's kind of a very, a very inconsistent inning for him. But I guess it's a step forward to being back to where he was. It was a weird inning, though, for sure. But it was a lot to like, though, from that game.
So who was the first new Yankee you mentioned for? What's his name?
Greg Allen.
Greg Allen. I liked him and this Estevan Floreal.
Floreal. If you remember the week I did with Boomer, I'm like, what are we waiting for? Like, bring this kid up
already.
Oh, that's
the guy you liked.
Yeah, put him in center field. Stop trotting Brett Gardner out to center. Well, I know Gardner's out in left field, but... it was like, you know, you're putting Judge in center. Gardner was playing center. Like, bring the kid up and let's see what he can do. Hit a home run last night.
Yeah.
How about that? So it just, you know, I don't know. There's like a little bit of a youth movement. And while you're missing some key pieces for sure, it's pretty good. It was fun to watch.
Estevan Floreal. I might start calling myself Floreal.
How about the number he wears? Did you notice that?
No. What's he wearing?
90.
90?
That's awesome.
I thought you were going to say 69.
No, he was not wearing 69. He was wearing number 90. And then the new first baseman, Rob Brantley's playing first base. It really is funny when you look at the box. Who are these guys?
Yeah. Just named three guys I'd never heard of.
Right. He's wearing, 62. I think it was what he was wearing at first base.
I would try to get number 3, the Babe Ruth.
Yeah, number. I don't think they're going to let that happen.
Well, give me Babe Ruth.
Pretty sure. And Rugna, it's funny, it will not be mentioned or thought of because of everything else that happened in the game. Rougned Odor had one of the great plays you'll see, moving to his right, fielding the ball in the backhand, and just flipping it with the glove perfectly to Torres.
I love that.
What
I love
great
a play,
play
like that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really was. Nice play.
I love when guys slow down the game, like on a slow flip. That's
what do you mean awesome. They slow down the game?
Well, like it's a ball
slow,
like...
You mean slow motion, you mean?
Yeah, where it looks like slow motion.
Got it.
Just the soft toss. Because now you can't take the second baseman out or the shortstop out.
That's
so
true.
So just that soft toss.
No, it was a hell of a play. They did a lot of good things last night. So, yeah, I think if you're a Yankee fan, you wake up this morning feeling good about yourself. You won 3 series in a row. You take the opener from the Phillies here last night. So I think right now you're feeling okay.
Now, I was looking at the starting pitchers for tonight's Phillies-Yankees games. They haven't named – neither team is a guy up there. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Maybe the Yankees are going to throw out some guy we never heard of, like this Floreal and – what's the other guy's name? Greg Allen?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to pitch.
No, but I mean, like, throw out a guy like that we never heard of.
Oh, they might. That's very possible. Well, it's funny because not to move to the Mets, but only because you just say I mentioned three names you never heard of. So how about these names? It really is amazing.
These are guys who played last night?
Pitched.
Oh, pitched.
You tell me if they pitched for that, because I wrote this down because I, again, you feel like, you know, I'm not even watching baseball when I see these things. I'm going to give you... I'll give you three names. I'll give you four names.
All right, I'm going to get these.
One you'll get for sure. You tell me if they're a Met or a Red.
Okay.
And pitchers. I didn't take position
just
players.
Pitchers.
All right, because the Reds have one of the coolest baseball names I've ever heard of, which I'll get to in a minute. I got to remember what it is. All right, here, I wrote these four names down. We know Robert Stock pitched for the Mets briefly, but we'll get to that in a minute. All right, here are the names I picked for you. You tell me Met or Red pitcher.
All right.
Steven Nogosic.
That's a Met.
He is a Met.
I liked his look, by the way.
He does. I agree.
He's got a cool baseball mustache. He's got the hair flowing a little. He looks like a 1970s Ron Guidry type.
Oh, I like that comparison. That's pretty good.
Just in the face. He does not have the delivery of what I call Louisiana Lightning.
No. You ready for the next
one? Yep. So I'm one for one.
Jeff Hartlieb.
That's a Reds pitcher.
You know, he pitched for the Mets last night. Yenzi Diaz.
That's a Met.
Yeah.
I've heard of that one.
But
somehow.
You think about the beginning of the year, what we were looking at with this bullpen and the starters. Robert Stock started Nogosic, Diaz, and Hartlieb.
Yeah, this happens every year with the Mets where we go, like it's spring training, they go, we have too much pitching. What
you
are we
going to
do
pitching.
With all this pitching?
You never have enough pitching.
And then by the time you get to July, it's dude you never heard of.
Can be. And pitching. Then. And this is the guy I was talking about. He's on the Reds. I'm not even going to play it. What a great name. Aristides Aquino.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
I call him Double A.
You call him Double A?
Aristides Aquino.
And then you have the kid India who led off the game with a home run.
His name is India?
Well, that's his last name.
Oh, okay. Last name.
He had a home run on the second pitch of the game from Stock. Jonathan India. He actually grew up a Met and Jet fan.
Is that right?
I believe that's what Gary said during the broadcast the other.
What is the name of the pitcher, Jerry, that I said that looked like Ron Guidry?
Steven Nogosic.
Steven Nogosic.
N-O-G-O-S-E-K. So Joseph had a game, had a playoff game last night. So I didn't get home until probably about, I don't know what it was, 8-something. So I knew the Met game wasn't that far gone because it started a little later than normal. And I see, I'm like, Nogosic. I'm like, what the hell happened to Roberts? I thought Stock was starting. And then you find out he pulls his hamstring running to first.
I mean, do they even stretch, Jerry?
You know what? I don't know. At this point, now I'll give him credit for this because the Mets had a decent first inning. They scored a run. He was busting it down the line. I do give him credit for that. It wasn't like I'm a pitcher. I hit a ground ball and I'm just going to trot to first and then go grab my glove. Like he was running, but he pulls his hamstring.
Yeah. Stupid. In the first, was it second inning?
Second inning. Well, top of the second is when he hit.
Yes.
So he comes out for the second and doesn't pitch.
Right.
So he pitched one inning, and then in the top of the second, he pulls his hamstring run on the first.
And that's where we got Steven Nogosic, the guy with the sweet mustache.
Correct. Sweet mustache,
that's a great-looking mustache.
All right.
Sometimes when I shave, Jerry, I will shave my face and just leave the mustache just for myself for a little while.
And you can't like it.
No, it's bizarre.
It looks awful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I did it once. I'm like, no, this is not staying ever in my life.
I see some, you know, Google Photos tells you, like, this is what happened a year ago, 2 years ago. Sometimes the photos of Gio pop up where he just had a mustache.
Yes.
And he looks like...
It's not a good look. He looks like a guy, like a Wall Street broker from 1982.
Well, he looks like also the guy, the Mexican cartel guy. I forget what his name is. Netflix did series on him and things. But he looks
it too, and I know what you're talking
about. Chapo, yeah. He looks like El Chapo. It's a bad look.
Now, Thin Gio or Puffy Gio?
This was Puffy Gio.
Okay, I could see that.
I don't know about if Thin Gio had a mustache.
Has Thin Gio ever had a mustache?
I don't think
Not
so.
Not when
no.
he was here.
No.
But I wonder if when he got married, he lost all that weight, if at any point he had a mustache.
No, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No, the mustache. The solo mustache is
really... It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it's really reserved for baseball players.
And now. Tom Selleck.
And Tom Selleck.
Who classic. Wears the mustache better than anybody in the history of mankind.
Yeah, he's got a great mustache. All Does right. that tickle a woman when you kiss her, Jerry, if you have a mustache?
Why don't you grow one, kiss Gina, and find out? I've never had a mustache. I don't
Me
know.
Me neither.
We're going to take a break. We're going to reset. Think about mustaches and kissing women. It's 5:17. Just getting started on The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Al and Jerry, fresh and organic and no antibiotics ever.
Yeah, I know Al is an organic guy. He enjoys the organic section of the supermarket that he goes to every single Monday. 5:23, warm-up show till 6 o'clock. A very busy, what is today?
Today's Wednesday. Wednesday, Jerry.
A busy Wednesday for you, as they say, as Al's got so much stuff on the show sheet today.
I will not get an organic banana because the banana has its own protective coating.
I came across, so I always tell you about Mr. Beast and how he's got 63 million followers on YouTube, to where I then went and checked my YouTube page.
How many you have?
Because my son wanted to see how many subscribers I had. I said, well, not nearly as many as Mr. Beast. It turned out it was 16.
16 followers.
Yes, 16, which he found comical. But one of the videos I have on it is you eating the banana that went in the toilet.
Right.
Which is about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
There are certain fruits, Jerry, that have their own protection. You do not need to wash them. They can be covered in poop and you can still eat them.
Well, listen, we're not doing that. And you would not eat that. I don't believe that for a second. The toilet water, fine. What you just said, never, ever, ever going to happen till the day you die.
Bananas, protective coating.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Yes.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
These cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are fruits you can eat and not wash because God or nature, whoever you pray to, has developed this fruits with their own protective coating, Jerry.
Speaking of God and nature, Eddie, don't open your mouth. This is the one time I'm going to say please don't speak. And I think there's really nothing else to say, but I stumbled across the Billy Graham channel.
Oh.
On satellite.
Radio?
Yeah.
Radio. Billy Graham channel.
Yeah, I had no idea there was one.
Because I know they have one.
Very
for
interesting.
That other dude.
Who's that? Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
I've never heard him. I just remember seeing him in the airport and Gina was ready to pass out from excitement.
Yeah, she's excited.
Yeah, I don't even know what he actually does, but
I think same thing as Billy Graham.
Is that what he is?
Mm-hmm.
It was almost to the point I couldn't turn it off.
Oh, is that right?
Because I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'll just leave it there.
Is he still alive, Billy Graham?
I have no idea. I didn't. Now, answer me this, though. Didn't I miss used to do Billy Graham caricatures and pieces in the morning?
The Stop. Reverend Billy Sol Hargis.
Oh, that's what it was, not Billy Graham. Okay. I forgot about that. That's
Mr. Imus does characters.
Yes, he did. And that was
one of them.
Well, it wasn't Billy Graham, as Eddie reminds me. It was, who was it? What was his name?
Billy Sol Hargis, God's other son.
There you go.
That was, you know, a made up thing.
Right.
Then in the 70s and 80s, there was a wrestler called Superstar Billy Graham.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
quite popular, too.
The one piece that I was listening to today, or yesterday, was from 1982.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I think Mr. Graham has passed.
All right, we'll check that. I have no idea. I really don't know. But he's got his own channel.
All right.
Wouldn't that be cool if after we passed, the warm-up show lives on our own channel where they replay like every day? We go back to 2019. On this day, Al and Jerry talked about blah.
And then they have people saying nice things about us.
Yes, that would be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Or even after I actually had long-term plans for us. But the fact that you're already planning your retirement.
Yeah, I'm retiring, Jerry.
I mean, I was hoping for like a 15-year run with you as, you know, talk show hosts. But you've only got 9 years left.
Eight and a half.
You're turning 52 soon.
Well, the late September.
It's almost August.
Oh.
So soon, damn, you're turning 52.
Damn.
Yeah, he passed away in 2018.
All right.
Well, he was 100.
Rest in peace. Nice. That's what I want to do.
Look at that.
I want to be 100.
Well, he was 99, actually. Yeah. He was born in November of 1918.
Oh, I wish he would have hung on to be exactly 100.
He died in February of 2018.
All right.
So how about that?
Ricky Gaspar reaches out to me on Twitter, Jerry, and says, Aaron Boone said yesterday the Yankees are likely to start Asher Wojciechowski.
Wow.
Who is that?
He's going to start for the Yankees tonight.
Asher
Wojciechowski. I'm checking him out now. Let's see.
Check it out, Jerry.
Clearly, he's got to be someone they brought up. Let's find it.
Hold on.
Let's see if I can find his name. Here he is. Asher Wojciechowski. Let's see how old this is. Oh, he's 32.
Uh-oh.
He's 32, and in his career, he's only pitched in 57 games.
All right. Well,
now,
listen.
I could be wrong, Al. I'm going to say no-hitter tonight from Asher Wojciechowski.
All right. Well, I'm going to bet a no-hitter, Jerry. I'm not going to bet a perfect game, but I think Asher will throw a no-hitter.
How about this? He was a second-round draft pick by the Blue Jays in 2010.
How about that?
Oh, did you see the Marlins signed Jared Pettit?
Oh, yes, Andy Pettit's son.
Found it very interesting.
Was signed by a Derek Jeter team.
You see where he pitched at?
I did not.
Dallas Baptist University.
All right.
Now, my first thought is that's not UCLA. It's not Florida State. This kid must have been something. Threw to an ERA last year of 6.
Oh, so they're just signing him because his name's
Pettit. I don't know, because in high school, he was dominant. In high school, he threw to an ERA of 1. So perhaps they see something. Mm. I guess I can believe you signed him just because he's Pettit's son and there's good bloodlines, I guess. But he threw to an ERA of 6 at Dallas Baptist University.
Andy Pettit probably called Jeets and said, do me a favor. I'll send you the money, but you sign the kid, you pay him, make it seem like...
I'll send you the money?
Yeah, I'll send you the money.
You think, well, Rivera didn't do that with his son. His son was a shortstop, actually.
Mo Rivera?
Yeah, I believe his...
Where'd he go?
Well, I don't know if he's pitching anywhere professionally. He pitched in college in Connecticut somewhere. I can't think of the university or the college, but I think he was a shortstop and not a pitcher.
Are you thinking of UConn, Jerry? That's a college.
It was
out
not
there.
UConn. No. He's such an ass.
Jerry, how about the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship last night?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They haven't won since 1971. I was 2 years old. I remember that.
I'm surprised that the Suns went down in 6 games.
Yeah.
We don't watch them a lot, but they had a great season. And they've got great players. And I thought... I don't know. Milwaukee's good. I never thought, even when they beat the Nets, I just didn't think they were a championship team. And they were.
They were, Jerry.
I mean, Giannis goes for 50 last night.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited. I was trying to get the pulse of the people via Twitter. People seem very excited that Giannis won with the team that drafted him. This was not a group of superstars like LeBron James is always looking for. This is a small market team. These are all things that excited people.
I guess. I mean,
you know who seemed overly excited about it? Moose.
That the Bucks?
Yeah. He was really into it on Twitter.
Well, I mean,
Moose was pumped.
You know, Moose is a...
He's a sports guy.
Yeah, big time sports guy. You know, back in the day, that's really all we talked about. So a lot of the hosts come up as real big time. Like Sal is a crazy sports fan. Moose is a crazy sports guy. So that doesn't surprise me that he was into it.
Yeah, he was like really into it. I went scrolling through my Twitter this morning to see what was going on. It was like a lot of Moose like being excited about a small town team, about Giannis winning with the team that drafted him, about not a superstar team, and this is a real team that gels together.
Yeah, and they made trades last offseason to ensure that Giannis would stay. Giannis signed the extension, and he's there. The one thing, it's interesting, I wonder how a New York fan would feel about this. And I guess if you're a Knicks fan, if you win, you won't care because it's been so long. But it was funny how he said he's a blanking champion, and good for him, absolutely. But he also said, if I never sit up here again as a champion, I'm okay with it because he did it once.
Right.
That's interesting because he's such a young guy still.
I would feel that way as well, but you can't say it because it...
It just seems... I don't know. Why would you say it on that? Listen, it doesn't matter because that will have nothing to do with if they win or not ever again. But it was just a weird thing I thought to say it.
Right. It's almost like, Jerry, the hunger is gone. He's got his championship.
You could definitely take it to that level. Yes, you definitely could.
You're
do
right.
That.
If that was a Knicks player and the Knicks just won, we wouldn't even be enjoying the Knicks championship this morning on Sports
Someone
Talk Radio.
Someone would call up with that.
We'd all be like... How dare he say that? Well, we need multiple championships.
I don't know if everyone would, but someone would, yes.
Lots of people would. And I see the Brooklyn Nets are the favorites to win next year.
Well, yeah.
How is that possible? Why wouldn't the Bucks be the favorites? They just won.
Because I think if the Nets were healthy, I don't think anybody believes the Bucks would have beat them.
So it's Nets. These are favorites to win next year's championship. Nets number one, Lakers two, Milwaukee Bucks three.
That's about, it makes sense. Where were the Suns? Or did you stop at three?
I stopped at three.
Oh, come on. You didn't see where the Suns were?
Nope.
They just lost in the tie.
I just do top three. I'm a top three person.
One correction before we go to break. I really thought Rivera's kid was a shortstop. So he was a pitcher. He was a starting pitcher at Iona.
Iona.
Yes, which also is not, I don't know where Iona is. That's not Connecticut, is it? Where the hell is Iona?
New Rochelle.
Okay. So not Connecticut, not a shortstop. But other than that, I got it right.
You nailed it.
And he was drafted by the Nationals. But I haven't seen him in the big.
No.
So I don't know if he's still playing or
he's
not.
He's not.
But yeah, he was 2015, 134th overall pick. Pettit's kid wasn't drafted. He signed as a free agent. Hmm. So there
so
you have
not
it.
Good.
What?
I said they're probably not that good.
What does that mean?
Well, one was not drafted. One was drafted so late.
Tom Brady was drafted like 400th.
Yeah, we can't use that excuse.
Oh,
all
no,
the
we
time.
Can.
Tom Brady's like 45 years old now.
Plus, I guarantee you will find baseball superstars that were drafted in like the 25th round.
Right.
Guaranteed. This is 134th round. What is that? Round six? Not so bad.
All right.
Wouldn't you think?
No, you're right. Yeah, people will be like, you know, Goose Gossage was drafted.
Right, yeah, Eddie. Oh, but by the way, you don't have to say it in my headset. Just say it. He mentions Mike Piazza.
He was a late draft choice.
He was basically wasn't it basically Tommy Lasorda did him a favor by drafting him?
The failing Mike Piazza.
Because he was
Piazza?
His godfather.
Is that right?
And look at, what was it, the 52nd
How
round?
How about that?
It was very, very late.
I mean, it was ridiculous. So we'll get that actual number.
All right.
And then when we come back, we got a lot more for you. More than halfway home, Boomer and Gio at the top on the Fan.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Al and Jerry, two great tastes that taste great together.
Taste great, less filling. That's what they said back in the day. Coming up on a quarter to six, a glorious Wednesday where there's construction everywhere. So be it. Real quick, we knew DJ LeMay, who had the stomach issue last night, which is why he didn't play. I didn't realize Chris Gittens now of the Yankees is hurt as well. He's got an Achilles injury. It is unbelievable, these injuries.
What, did DJ LeMay, he would eat like bad meat in a can or something?
That I'm not sure. I know he had a stomach issue. They said a stomach virus.
Does that mean diarrhea?
It could. It could also mean vomiting.
That's so weird. Like, I never get stomach
I know, you're perfect.
Issues.
You don't eat
I'm
anything.
I'm not a pro player. Well, don't you think like DJ LeMay, who eats the same thing every day, game day?
Like,
why does he get diarrhea some days?
But
diarrhea.
You also could have, and I don't know what his family life situation is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got kids, bring germs home from camp.
Kids.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Or
diarrhea. Everything's
out
diarrhea.
Okay. I have gone out to eat on a couple of occasions, and something did not sit well.
Yeah.
And I have gotten, there was one time, I forget if it was, I think it was the General Tso's chicken one year.
Oh, you got, it's very dangerous.
It was right before I got married, because it was, I was in between moving out of my parents' house and we were moving stuff into the place we were moving into. And I remember spending one of my first nights, and there weren't many, that I was alone in the townhouse we were buying, that I just stayed up. I was vomiting all night long. And it was just from eating dinner. We went out.
That's a trouble, a dish to order. It's delicious, but I think they take all the weird parts of the chicken because they
deep-fry it. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Meat in the can.
Meat in the can.
But I literally, I would say I probably vomited no less than 8 or 9 times.
Oh, so you would not have been able to play for the Yankees.
No, I would not have been able to play. No chance.
So you think DJ LeMahieu kept having to run to the bathroom at Yankee Stadium?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. It's certainly possible. I mean, it's happened here.
Yeah, that's true. But normally it's just one and done. You know what I mean? Then I'd be ready to play again.
It could be, unless you're throwing up.
Unless he had bad meat in the can.
Could have bad meat in the can.
Like Vienna.
Meat in the can. Eat clams. Meat in the can. Eat clams. Meat in the can. Eat clams.
That was my remix we did.
Your remix?
It was a big hit on the hip-hop charts.
You should put that on your YouTube channel.
Called Meat in a Can, Eat Clams. The story.
By Boring Dukes.
Deion Sanders, Jerry, he's now the head coach at Jackson State, and he does not like reporters calling him Deion.
Now, how did this come up?
He wants to be called Coach.
This was from camp, I guess?
Yeah, there was a press conference.
His team played in the spring. You're telling me they're coming right back and playing in the fall? Boy, that's tough on those kids. I mean, football's a rough sport. To do that, to start a season 6 months after it ended? I get his point about Nick Saban and people don't call him Nick. Okay, fine. Where they don't, they call him Coach.
He wants to be called Coach, like you would address Nick Saban. You wouldn't go, hey, Nick, got a question.
The problem is I can find 1,000 examples of the media calling the coach by name.
Right.
Rex Ryan was Rex immediately.
Yes.
I mean, most press conferences, Tom Coughlin was Tom to the media. So
You don't have a cool name, then you get called coach. But
he's
Deion. Right. Deion's a cool name.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. He's been odd.
He's a little strange.
Yeah, a little bit. Remember the whole thing? People broke into his... And not that he was wrong on that, but he just had some strange happenings.
Yeah.
So was it Jackson State? Is that
Jackson
where he is?
State?
Yeah.
Where is that? Florida?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. It's not Jacksonville State.
Oh, I was confused. That's Jacksonville.
Right. Boy, we do prove we're dumber than most on a daily basis.
No
don't
one
we?
Else. Only Eddie knows Jackson State because he loves fakakta football.
What's Jackson?
Yeah, but there's Jackson. There's a Jackson, New Jersey.
You think Deion's in Jackson, New Jersey?
Yeah.
The field's right next to Great Adventure.
It's right by the roller coaster.
Get on Rolling Thunder and then go see Deion's team.
So please, Jerry, only call him Coach.
Let's see. How many cities do you think in the U.S. are named Jackson?
It's 400.
400? I was going to set the over-under at 25.5.
Oh.
So that's not...
No, I was going to go over then.
How many cities in the U.S. 47. Are named Jackson?
I sometimes have conversations with Eddie, before I would put a guest on, and when I was calling a guest, I would say to Eddie, can I call this person Coach?
Sure.
And we would have that conversation. Like, when Bill Cowher calls, I'll say, can I say, hang on, Coach?
I think you can say that to any coach.
That's what I think.
That's not an insult at all. That's respect.
Right.
So, there's never a question of that.
Okay.
Only 31.
Oh.
So my over-under was light, but Eddie was way over, and you were incredibly way over.
Yeah, it was incredibly.
So 400, so that meant you thought that, really, if you think about this, that means you thought that in 50 states, they had 8 cities named the same.
That seems foolish now.
Yeah, you think?
When you do the math that way, Jerry, it sounds silly.
Another example of how dumb we are.
Yeah. And a Brazilian man, Jerry, has set the world record, the Guinness World Record, for burpees.
I saw this number. Nuts.
Now, a burpee is what, Jerry? You
jump in the air.
Jump in the
air. Squat down, kick your legs out. And a straight burpee would be back up. Most include the push-up.
Right.
But I think by definition, a burpee is just jump, squat down, kick your legs up, back up in the air.
Oh, so you don't think this dude was doing push-ups?
I don't know. I'm just telling you I think a traditional burpee does not include the push-up. I don't know.
So the Brazilian man, his name is Cassiano Rodriguez Loriano. He's 35 years old. He did 951 burpees in a row.
That seems ridiculous.
Right, so you're right. So there's no way he did 951 push-ups in them.
You wouldn't think so.
No.
See, I'm watching the video now. A burpee is down, kick your legs out, jump in the air, down, kick your legs out. Yeah, so it doesn't include, the traditional burpee does not include the push-up.
That's
how many do you think
name.
You could do?
A burpee's not many of them. I don't know. I don't know. That seems like a lot.
We should do that today. See who on the staff can do the most burpees.
Jump up, I'm not doing the push-up, though, right?
No. No.
Now, I was trying to read to figure out, like, was this timed? Like, could he take a long rest between burpees?
No, I don't think so.
He couldn't, right?
I don't think you're doing 20 watching, you know, your show. It's not like, I heard someone, oh, come on, where was it? Was it with Moose and Maggie?
Yeah.
I think it was Moose and Maggie. They were talking about how if you complain that you don't have enough time to work out, you're making excuses.
Yes.
Because you can work out during a baseball game during every commercial break.
Correct.
So I don't think this is the case where you're doing burpees for 2 minutes in between innings, sitting down, watching the inning, and then getting up. I think you got to do them straight.
When I was working from home, I would do curls and push-ups during commercial breaks.
Of the show.
Yeah.
And look at you. You're
I
jacked
was
now.
Jacked, Jerry, just from that.
I'm sure you are.
I was shooting steroids. This is what I do when we go to commercial break.
Home is where the
I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. Sorry. My bad.
I would shoot steroids into my arms. Then I would
you
do push-ups.
You didn't shoot steroids into your arms.
Then I'd do curls. Then I would eat testosterone.
I could see you shooting HGH into your butt, but you're not putting steroids
oh,
in your
definitely.
Body.
Definitely. I need some HGH, Jerry.
I know, but are you worried about them, what happens later?
Yeah.
You look like a female.
No, that's from testosterone, if I don't keep up the testosterone.
I thought either one. I thought HGH or testosterone, when you stop taking it.
Yeah, probably. You can't,
things start to reverse, and you're going to look like
yeah, when you start messing,
Alexandria.
When you start messing with your hormones.
Steroids is bad.
Yeah, I agree. That's right.
Don't do them.
I wouldn't do them.
Plus, they shrink up your private parts.
They can do that. But it seems like, and I know Joe Rogan is all into it, and a lot of these guys that are in their 50s that look
yeah.
like they're 30, they're doing something for
yes.
sure. And I know Sylvester Stallone has, for years and years, mm-hmm. preached about the benefits of it. But I don't know.
Steroids are wrong.
Yep.
Do not take them.
And I'm not
them.
Talking about
yep.
steroids.
Thank you.
I'm talking about testosterone and HGH.
Yeah. Well, like what Joe Rogan says, like you have to be constantly monitored by a doctor.
Oh, sure.
Who has time for that? Joe Rogan.
You do. Holy God. You leave here at 11 a.m. and you've got nothing to do until the next morning.
So you're saying
you
I do have time to
you've
be
got
monitored.
All the time. You've got more time than I would say almost 100% of the population.
You think
working
I'm in the
population?
You
that
think
is.
I'm in the 100 percentile
I
of
do.
Free time
of working population? Yes. How could you not be? Like you have nothing to do between noon and all right 12:15.
Okay,
and 8:30.
I think only prisoners have more free time.
That's true, and that's not a knock,
right?
But that's a fact.
I do have free time.
You've got 8 hours every day to do whatever the hell you please. I don't think there's anyone else on this planet that works for a living full
right.
time that could say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do go to bed at like 7:30. So
but you're
that,
up watching TV.
That takes an hour out.
When do you fall asleep, though? You fade into darkness. You always say at 8:30.
I was getting earlier, but yeah.
All right, 8 o'clock. You still have almost 8 full hours.
I fade into sweet darkness, Jerry.
You do. And watching TV is part of your free time.
Yes, that's true.
Like
when I'm
be.
Watching 90 Day Fiancé, that's part of my free time.
You ever think you'd say when I'm watching 90
yeah.
Day Fiancé?
Yeah, I think it's a great show.
Pathetic!
It's a great show.
Whatever. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. We'll be joined by G. Right now, it's Amy Lawrence and Odyssey Sports Minute, all about the NBA. This is tough to say. The NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes to the top. Mets lost in Cincinnati, but the Yankees, nice win over the Phillies last night. The Bucks are NBA champions, Al.
Jerry, Alabama coach Nick Saban says that their sophomore quarterback, Bryce Young, has almost $1 million in endorsement
Great.
Deals.
Good for them. This is how they should make their money.
I guess he's supposed to be the starting quarterback this coming season.
I suppose. All I know is if they can make money based on their name and what they do, I think that's awesome.
$1 million.
Yeah, good for them. I have no issues with that at all. I've always been the one that says you can't pay them. They get
yeah.
paid. They get free freaking education, which totals $300,000. They get paid. Most of us have to pay to go to college. But this I love, because if you're a star, you should get paid to whatever, endorse something or to sell a shirt with your name on it. You should not be allowed to do that.
If you get $1 million being the starting quarterback at Alabama, what do you think like the kicker could get for endorsements? $100,000?
I don't know about
That'd be something.
Maybe.
Backup or a third string quarterback?
I don't know. You're getting a little crazy.
I'm the third string quarterback.
Remember, if you want them to endorse something, they got to be able to make the money back.
Oh.
So that, but see, that's the issue with this. I heard Rick Wolf this morning. Yes, I did.
Rick Wolf.
Not this morning, on Sunday morning, talking about how this might be great for like Division III athletes. How?
Hi, I'm Kane University.
Like, no offense, right? I mean, how much money is someone from a Division III school going to make?
No, the most you'll get is like a local car dealership commercial.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So I think this is for the star athletes in college. You know, no offense, but if you're playing, I don't know. I just don't think if you're playing one of the big time sports, I don't know you're making a lot of money. You'll make some, but you're not going to make a fortune like this kid's going to do.
Now, will he make, like, a guy like this, will they make more than their first year in the NFL?
They could, sure. So, depending upon where they're drafted and what position
they
play.
We are New York Sports. The Fan. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
An Odyssey station.